Welcome to Kids Corner Bible Stories, listening and learning God's big story. Today, the story of Joshua and Caleb.
Have you ever thought about what it means to trust God with all your heart? The fantastic story of Joshua and Caleb in the book of Numbers, chapters 13 and 14, can help us learn how. God promised Joshua that he would make him strong and brave and always be with him. Caleb was unique, too, because he had a fearless heart and trusted God completely, even when others were scared and didn't believe in what God could do. As the Israelites approached Canaan, the land God had promised them, God told Moses to send scouts to explore it first.
Send men to scout out the country of Canaan that I am giving to the people of Israel. Send one man from each ancestral tribe, each one a leader in the tribe.
So Moses sent out 12 men to learn about the land.
Shamua, son of Zakur, from Reuben.
Present.
Shaphat, son of Horai, from Simeon.
Here.
Egal, son of Joseph, from Issachar.
Present.
Caleb, son of Jephunneh, from Judah.
I'm here.
And Joshua, son of Nun, from Ephraim.
Here.
Go up through the Negev and then into the hill country. Look the land over and see what it is like. Assess the people. Are they strong or weak? Are there few or many? Observe the land. Is it pleasant or harsh? Describe the towns where they live. Are they open camps or fortified with walls? And the soil, is it fertile or barren? Are there forests? And try to bring back a sample of the produce that grows there. This is the season for the first ripe grapes.
We will serve the Lord.
Hey!
After 40 days of scouting the land, the men returned.
Caleb, good to see you again.
Hey.
Where did you and your men go?
Good to see you all too. We scouted the land from the wilderness's inn as far as Rehob toward Lebo Hamath. Our route went through the Negev desert to the town of Hebron. There, Ahiman, Shishai, and Talmai, descendants of the giant Anak, lived.
They say that Hebron is even older than cities in Egypt.
Look, here comes Joshua!
Yay!
Joshua!
What's all this?
In a valley, we cut off a branch with a single cluster of grapes.
Those grapes are enormous.
It takes two men to carry them, slung on a pole.
Take a look. We also picked some pomegranates and figs. We named the place Eshcol Valley because of the enormous clusters of grapes we found there.
Let's find Moses and show him the fruit of this land.
People of Israel, we went to the land you sent us, and oh, it does flow with milk and honey. Just look at this fruit.
But there's one thing to say. The people there are fierce and powerful.
And their cities are huge and well fortified.
Worse yet, some of us saw descendants of the giant Anak.
Amalekites are spread out in the Negev. Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites hold the hill country. And the Canaanites are established on the Mediterranean Sea and along the Jordan.
Everyone, listen to me. Let's go up and take the land now. We can do it.
We can't attack those people. They are far too strong.
We couldn't capture their cities.
We can't do it.
These people are much stronger than we are.
The whole community was upset by what the scouts shared and cried all night. Some of the scouts started telling scary stories to the people of Israel, making everyone even more afraid.
We scouted out the land from one end to the other.
It's a land that swallows people whole.
Everyone we saw was huge.
Why, we even saw the Anak giants.
Alongside them, we felt like grasshoppers.
And they looked down at us as if we were grasshoppers.
All the people of Israel grumbled. The entire community complained to Moses and Aaron.
Why didn't we die in Egypt?
Or in this wilderness? That would have been better.
Why has God brought us to this country to kill us?
The giants will take us captive.
Why don't we just head back to Egypt? And right now.
Let's pick a new leader and return to Egypt.
Moses and Aaron bowed down to pray before the crowd. Joshua and Caleb tore their clothes in sorrow.
We saw the land ourselves, and it's very good.
If we obey the Lord, he will surely give us that land rich with milk and honey. So don't rebel. We have no reason to be afraid of the people who live there. The Lord is on our side, and they won't stand a chance against us.
The giants will take us captive.
We've heard enough. That's it.
Caleb and Joshua can just stop talking. We need to go back to Egypt.
And we should get rid of Caleb and Joshua.
Then, at the tabernacle, God's tent, God's presence appeared. He was very angry at the Israelites and said to Moses,
I have done great things for these people, and they still reject me by refusing to believe in my power. So they will no longer be my people. I will destroy them. But I will make you the ancestor of a nation even stronger than theirs.
Show us your great power, Lord. You are merciful, and you treat people better than they deserve. So please, forgive these people, just as you have forgiven them ever since they left Egypt.
In answer to your prayer, I forgive them. But as surely as I live and my power has no limit, not one of these Israelites will enter the land I promised to give their ancestors. These people have seen my power in Egypt and in the desert, but they will never see Canaan. They have disobeyed and tested me too many times. But because my servant, Caleb, has a different spirit and follows me with his whole heart, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his children will inherit it.
The people had to live in the desert for 40 years. After Moses died, Joshua became the new leader. Finally, it was time to return to the special land that Joshua and Caleb had seen a long time ago. Joshua and Caleb led a new generation into the promised land because God was with them every step of the way. If you would like to read more about how Joshua led the Israelites into the land God had promised them, read the book of Joshua in the Old Testament part of your Bible.
Listen to more stories like these at kidscorner.net. Kids Corner is a production of Reframe Ministries.